This is GQDN for Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, including Quest Worthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. Promo code Quest, 25% off of your purchase. Got it? By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Boy, what are we going to be talking about this week? And by stackup.org. In today's news, would you make pudding? There's a delay for Xbox game. And PlayStation canceled an event. But hey, it's Nintendo Switch, right? Come on. Push Square did say that Tsushi Yoshida was reviewing the Switch 2 Direct, and he called it underwhelming. Now, he did join the crew on MinMax to watch the presentation, and did provide some commentary. That is after the show concluded. So he also gave his thoughts on the Direct, and, well, he spoke his mind. He said, quote, "It was underwhelming until the From Software game showed up," end quote. So they did ask, what would you give the show 1 out of 10? And he said that he would give it a 6 until From Software showed up. Then he gave it a 7. And he also said that he wanted to see some new game announcements, but he was disappointed because the Direct was about the, quote, remakes or ports, end quote. But he is a big fan of Switch 2's camera accessory and some of the gameplay gimmicks. And that'd be the same as watching some other people playing the game, or any game, on a Nintendo Switch. And he also said that he liked the Welcome Tour game, because it did look really nice to him. But he's hoping that it'll be cheap. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Because he did say that the console's price point was, quote, "higher than I had anticipated, but everything's price is higher now," end quote. But he did talk about the price point in Japan, and he was shocked about it, for the quote, "Wow, 50,000 yen? That's unbelievably cheap, considering it's about 150 yen per US dollar. Everybody should go to Japan and buy it," end quote. So let's talk about the prices of the games coming for Switch 2. GameSpot did say that the higher game prices could be the norm after the Switch 2 Direct. And according to GameSpot, the suggested retail price of Mario Kart World is $80, and that's ahead of the June 5th release. Now, that is an increase, even after the consumers are still debating, that includes us, on the value of some of the high-profile games, and they're increasing from $60 to $70. So, Nico Partners were talking about the Switch 2 in prices, and how the impact of Mario Kart World and its price could affect the video game market. And they said, quote, "While there has been some sticker shock regarding the price of game increasing from $60 to $70 or $80, these price points are set because they're set to become industry standard over the next 2 years, especially so for Nintendo first party games. One reason for the higher price is increased cost of the new faster game cards themselves, with higher capacities being more expensive to manufacture than a PS5 Blu-ray disc," end quote. Now, the Switch 2 game cards will only have certain keys that can be used to authenticate the purchase and download a game directly to the console. So, if the game costs $60 or $70, it has not yet to be seen, except for one game, Donkey Kong Bonanza. And that does have an MSRP of $70. So now you could see games at $70, but could they go up even further to $80? Now the rumors are still out for GTA 6, because that could be costing $80 when the game launches. Keep in mind that The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, when it first came out for Nintendo, was $70. So, will you get it? If you get a Switch 2 for $450, or maybe get a Switch 2 bundle with Mario Kart World with $500, that does discount the game by $30. Well, not everybody's going to buy it, today, there was another Nintendo Direct, but that was about playing some of the games. And according to GamesRadar.com, people in the chat said, drop the price. So what we're talking about here is the Nintendo Switch 2 Treehouse. And it did have some hands-on gameplay of the Mario Kart world. But the live chat was just spamming one message, drop the price. And that's mainly because Mario Kart World has an $80 price tag. GTA 6, we know, start out at 80 bucks, could go up even higher than that. That's what we said in the last story. But this is just a reaction of what people were saying. And Nintendo is notorious for ignoring people. That's not a statement, that's just fact. So they still do what they want. So, if you want Mario Kart World, you'll be better off pre-ordering the Switch 2. That is what GamesRadar is saying. But it wasn't just Mario Kart that people were talking about. They were also talking about Donkey Kong's Bonanza and how he got a redesign. Now, Donkey Kong Bonanza did showcase a new version of the character, and he got a redesign compared to the Donkey Kong Country 1994. Kev Bayless was the one responsible for the variations of Donkey Kong. So he got up on good old X, or Twitter, however you want to say it, and he said, quote, I don't understand why there's any debate to be had. It's still Donkey Kong, only looking better. Only better looking, sorry. People need to embrace change more. All good things get better with age. I would say that, though, since I've been doing this for almost 40 years now. Everyone, give a big warm welcome to the new Donkey Kong. And of course, he provided a link to a post about a Donkey Kong Bonanza going to Switch 2. And of course, he showed the pictures of Donkey Kong by him being silly, maybe a little crazy, and of course angry, or should I say focused. But he also added, quote, 20 years from now, he'll probably receive another nip and tuck here and there to keep him fresh and current. Look at early Mickey Mouse compared to the modern Mickey Mouse. Evolution, while being sympathetic to the original, is art. But it has to be done gradually, and his talent incarnation is perfect IMO. Everyone has their own special Kong, end quote. But if Kong could have been on PlayStation, that's okay. If you're looking to go to the concert, PlayStationLifestyle.net said that some of the concerts have been canceled for the PlayStation Concert Live music event. So, the event has been canceled in Denmark, Germany, Sweden, Italy, and Austria. And some people thought that this cancellation was an April Fool's joke. Nope, it was not. But there is no reason given as to why this concert has been canceled. We shall see. We shall see. But we get back into games. We're going to go to Xbox because The Descenders Next is now being delayed. And right now, there is no new release date. That game was supposed to come out April 9th, and it's not going to happen now. And that's mainly because they got some feedback. The developers got some feedback on the game, and they need to do some tweaking. So here's what they said in a post. Quote, you hit on a few bits in your feedback that went to iron before we launched into early access. The team are already on it, adding in some highly requested features like key bindings, first-person camera, and the return of enemy, kinetic and arboreal, but others will be a bigger undertaking. This means getting Descenders Next ready for early access launch will take a little bit longer than we were anticipating. So we're going to give the game a little bit more time in the oven and push the launch date back. We don't have a date for you just yet, as we're making sure that we've taken all of your feedback on board and got our changes just right, but we're not going to keep you waiting too long, end quote. So next year? I'm kidding. But they won't be waiting for this. GameSpot said that Xbox Celebration, Microsoft 50th anniversary, just did happen. So, Microsoft has its 50th anniversary, and that'll be tomorrow. And now they'll have some free digital downloads with some different backgrounds and some profile themes. So if you want them, they'll be coming to your PC and probably your Xbox too, because that would include some Microsoft Solitaire along with some other things. I got my own background. Go Bucks. But this won't be a background, will it? Nope. Girls Made Pudding will launch April 10th. It'll be for $10. And that'll come from the Kamishibuki Studio. They'll support English, Japanese, traditional Chinese, and simplified Chinese languages. So, if you want that game, go get it on Steam 1 week from today. This has been Adon Forge Production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.